What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The commercial break literally starts when Jesse says so.
Yeah, come back when we come back.
I'll be pressing the button early, man. I'll be like, hold on, man, it's only 45. What are we talking about?
Well, it's not a clock. It's when we go to break. Hey, before this gets away from us, Sac State, the hits continue. I'll go ahead and do this here.
Yes, sir.
They are set to officially apply for the FBS.
Yes.
We got to talk a little bit about this. We didn't get to talk about it yesterday because we were bitching and moaning about the loss to Washington for 4 hours. So our apologies to Sac State. But so the plan right now is to go independent. The third party candidate here.
Yeah.
Is an independent.
The plan is to go into FBS independent. And they applied for a waiver because I think the way it's said is usually you have to go with an invite or get the waiver and they'll see if they can waive something for you. But the other independents in FBS, obviously Notre Dame, UConn, and UMass. And one of the things that's been talked about is going in as an independent, having a schedule agreement with whoever. Like a lot of people think the new Pac-12 or the Mountain West. And just because of the proximity. And that would be awesome. There was one of this podcast guy who's really on like all this college football stuff. Forgot his name. Sorry about it. But he was like, he said a couple days ago, he's like, I've talked to people and they've already thrown out names of what the scheduling, like the schedules they would need, they would have when they got to FBS. He said, people are going to be pleasantly surprised. You're not even a Sac State guy. He's just a random guy. He's like, they'll be pleasantly surprised today.
But
go ahead.
So what does that mean?
That means big time teams, big time teams. It ain't going to be New Mexico.
Oh, so you, that was a shoot when you said we want Bama.
I'll bring you get your ass kicked and come down to Sacramento. I'll tell you that much.
Bama's coming through to the stadium, huh? Okay.
Bama at
Ohio State University out here.
Bring that little stupid band out here, too.
No. Matter of fact, USC, you want to leave California, come back and come take this out.
But he said that. I saw that on like Tuesday when he said that. And then today, today, somebody had mentioned something on Twitter about it's going to be tough to lock down the scheduling agreements or something like that. And Dr. Luke Wood responded, which he'll do from time to time.
Yeah, he will.
And he said,
be cool if he responded on this show, but I guess we'll keep swinging at that pitch.
But he said, he responded, it was like, the draft schedule for the next couple of seasons is already done. and we'll
okay.
We'll have, you know, more announcements closer towards the summer. But yeah, this thing gonna go down. And then there was another curveball. I got to look into this a little bit more, where it doesn't seem like the Pac-12 or whatever they're gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some kind of conundrum going on where they thought they had some things locked down. Yeah, we're moving forward. We don't need Sac State. You know what I'm saying? We're not going FCS route with the new people or whatever. And that was the thought for about 9 months. I guess in the last month or couple of weeks or so, something's happened with them where it's like, oh, yeah, we might need some. I think they thought they were going to get Texas State. I think that's what it was. They thought they were going to get Texas State. I think Texas State.
Texas State doesn't sound like a real school, by the way.
Absolutely. Shout out Bobcats.
No, Texas
good
State.
Look at them. Yeah, good
Texas
knowledge.
Texas State. Shout out Bobcats. Absolutely sounds like a college from like Varsity Blues where they couldn't.
The program.
They couldn't license NCAA names. So they were like, well, Texas State.
I know Texas State because they were the 12th seed in the playoff I was playing at NCAA.
Wow.
We kicked their ass. Shout out Colorado.
So, yeah, it seems like they might have pulled an okey-doke on the Pac-12, and now it's kind of left them scrambling. And now people are like, oh, like maybe Sac State would slide into that situation. Mm. So I still think that's a long shot. But, yeah, they're pushing forward. They're pushing forward.
It's big time.
FBS.
It's exciting.
If it happened, they would not be eligible for FCS playoffs this year. Not eligible for FBS postseason in 26, and the first year of bowl eligibility would be 27.
Well,
wow!
We don't notice we would have won them both,
right?
When
they're scared
when are they
of
doing
Sac State.
Uh-huh.
When are they doing the stadium?
I think 20. Dr. Wood has talked about how there's going to be little changes that it's going to be in phases, and you're going to see different stuff as the years go along. But I think the ending of it all would be, I think, 28.
Sac State hosting FBS playoff game, 2028. Wow.
First round. Clemson versus Sac State. They got to go on the road.
It's the Valley Bowl.
Dabo Sweeney doesn't want these problems.
Clemson got to go.
Dabo running around. I can't compete with this. This new college football crap, I can't compete with it.
I saw something.
God, he sucks. He's such a horrible person.
I saw the coach at Grambling. I think he's a basketball coach. Pretty sure he's a basketball coach. He was kind of chuckling when he said it because I read it first, then I saw the video, and he was kind of chuckling, but I think he was still a little serious. He said the coaches need how do you put it?
They said they need a chunk of that buyout.
Yeah, there needs to
be a buyout if these players are leaving with their NILs and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He said, and he didn't say the players should or anything. He said the NCAA needs to give us a buyout when we lose these players.
Chunk of their NIL or whatever, yeah. Percentage.
Why should the NCAA do it? The NCAA doesn't have anything to do with NIL.
I don't know.
I think he just wants his
Who
money
said
if
this?
The players leave.
The head coach,
head coach, yeah.
And he said, like I said, I read it first. I was like, what? And then I heard the whole thing and saw him. And he was pretty clear. He's like, look, the coaches have been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Like, if you penalize the coaches or if they got to play, it's fine. They've gotten away with it for a long time. He was sympathetic to that. But his thing was, I'm at a lower level D1, and basically, you know, I'm doing all this groundwork to recruit these kids, build them up. And now, the way things are now, I'm really just looked at as a stepping stone. And I still got to do my job. I got to win games and mm-hmm. to keep my job. But because of the university, I'm just the stepping stone for these kids. So if they leave, like, that's the way things go nowadays. I should get something from somebody.
Nah, you don't get anything, bro. You have to keep these kids. Like, there's no such – the thing that – one – thing that the NCAA or compliance mm-hmm. has to deal with is there's no such thing as legal recruiting anymore. Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about this before. We're going to hear from Mike Bibby a lot on this show moving forward. We're going to hear from Coach Marion. We have a great relationship with Sac State. We talk to coaches individually, college coaches. Like, you recruit players every day, not just the transfer portal kids, not just the juniors and seniors. You are recruiting your kids. Mike's got all these people calling to talk to him. Well, guess what? The second they show up on campus, when they wake up, you got to recruit them that day. Mm-hmm. You have to keep them from leaving you because somebody is calling them, trying to convince them to leave. And you can call it legal recruiting, illegal recruiting. You could call it whatever you want to. But the fact is, there are people gunning for your kids every day, and it is your job to keep them. Mm-hmm. It is your job to keep them from going into the transfer portal. It might not be what you signed up for when you became a head coach 10, 12, 13, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's the name of the game now. Dawn is where she's at because she's mastered it. Mm-hmm. These programs, these USCs, these UCLAs, the women's game is wide open now because there isn't the dominant place to play in stores. The biggest disadvantage in women's basketball now is Gina. Stores? Hmm. I'm going to go to stores?
Instead of L.A.?
When I can go make $1 million in L.A.?
Right.
Like, somebody, like, I had a conversation, you'll never guess with who, the other day. Like, these NIL deals are, they're not what I thought. I'm learning more about them every day. Mm-hmm. There are kids who are Trey Lyles level players. Mm-hmm. No, what Trey right. Lyles is to the King.
Right.
Talking about, okay, it's going to cost $300,000 to get him there. Mm. Pitch by.
Right.
$300,000 for you?
Well, the crazy,
for a Trey Lyles equivalent? No, man, but that's how this works now.
The crazy thing is the NIL from the school is different than if they can get a deal somewhere, right?
That's so facts.
Like USC.
That's facts.
I know she made more probably, but Juju, $500,000 from
more.
USC.
A lot more, yeah.
Right? From USC.
Right.
But we put you in place
that's right.
to get a $2 million deal from State Farm.
Because they have agents.
Right.
Like, and hey, good for them, but an agent's job is to find you the best deal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Juju's out. Not the right example, but if you're a player at USC and you feel like, man, they've promised so much money to Juju, there's no money to go. I got to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Your agent starts calling around. Mm-hmm. Hey, such and such player starting forward wants to transfer. I mean, the starting price is, you know, $400,000, mm-hmm. $300,000. And that's how this works now. And it's crazy.
And SC's job is, do we have to go or are we going to 28?
We're going to 28.
Okay. SC's job is to say, all right, yeah, we've given X amount of dollars to Juju, but check this out. The Ford dealership in Torrance, they're going to give you $200,000. Like, we got you. I know you look at our books. We don't have any more NIL to give from the university, but we've got a director of NILs here who goes outside of the university and finds deals for you guys, and that's how you try and keep those guys. The one thing I'll say about this coach that I do understand it. I think this is what he's talking about. I understand it. I don't know if it's going to work out or how they would work it, but it makes sense. If a coach leaves, the university the university that gets the new coach typically has to pay a buyout.
Correct.
To get him out of his contract.
Right.
And there is no buyout for these kids leaving. And I think that's more so what he's saying, whether it may not be the kids, it's the
State
new
Farm
university.
Has to pay.
Jake from State Farm
got to pay a transfer fee.
Jake from State Farm got to pay the transfer fee. But yeah, the new university, and it's not as
I
much
hear
as
you.
These
yeah,
kids
yeah,
as the
yeah,
coaches because
yeah.
the contracts are higher.
Yeah.
But they got to pay a $2,500 buyout fee to get this kid to come over here. So, I mean, I don't know how you do that. I really don't. I don't that works. That's fair to me, but I don't know how you do that. I don't know. So, you just don't do anything, I think, because I don't know how you make that work.
Yeah, I don't think you – I just don't think you can.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way to do it.
I don't know.
But
maybe that's why he was talking to the NCAA, because they're allowing it. So, if I lose a player.
The NCAA is probably like, you wanted them to get paid? I can't help you. The NCAA is smart enough, though, because what this is the time where the NCAA needs to stand up and go, listen, we're useless. You know it. We know it. Leave us out of this. Like, the NCAA is the most irrelevant group of individuals on the planet right now.
Yeah.
You mean nothing to what is happening in college sports now.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. And your little compliance department, you might as well disband that.
You're nothing but a platform right now. That's
big.
Once the SEC and Big Ten sign their own TV deal with ESPN, that's when you're really irrelevant. Because that's what's keeping NCAA together, is because the NCAA has, in some form or fashion, has a TV deal with ESPN, Fox on it. Like, they get, you kind of got to go through them a little bit. But once they completely cut out, like, SEC and Big Ten is who I'm talking about first and foremost. Once they completely cut out the middleman that is the NCAA, says we're going to start our own league, it's over. It's over for the NCAA. Or you could be like a Division II type deal or whatever. But they're keeping you on life support by themselves, those two conferences. And it's just a matter of time. John Pohl says something. He said, I like that idea, or make them sit out a year like old times, which I'm not against. But in the term of fairness, the coaches don't have to sit out when they leave and go to a new school.
That's right, yeah.
So I can't – that's not fair. You know what I'm saying? So – no, you can't have them. I think that
I
would be good.
I personally love the idea of State Farm having to pay. or whoever, like, oh, you got a Kia endorsement, huh? Well, Kia's got to fork over $200,000 for.
That's only fair. That's only fair.
Of course, though. Not like State Farm is obviously where Juju could go anywhere in the country and play and be an endorser. Those NIL deals, like, what is Pilot, the gas stations that are owned by Jimmy, the owner of the Browns?
That's right.
Haslam. Jimmy, yeah. Haslam. Those are predominantly out there.
Right.
Well, if you go to UCLA...
You ain't got that on.
Yeah,
that.
Chevron. You've just made this irrelevant. Right. Yeah, right. Is Chevron going to step in and Maverick going to step in and make this a deal for you? Like, No. So, like, you lose that NIL deal.
Yeah. You come to Sac State, PetroStar will take over.
Petro got you.
Speaking of Sac State, basketball. Got a couple more in the transfer portal.
All right,
you got Shaq. Shaq came through. Shaq O'Neal. He came.
It's a shoot. Shaq O'Neal plays for Sac State,
and they just got this kid Jeremiah Cherry from UNLV. Big guy, junior. Said he's. I'm hearing he can be an all conference type player immediately at Sac State, and then they got this guard from South Florida.
Okay,
Mataj. What's his name? Mataj Glover. So
Mike working, he said we out here working, we're hitting the ground, we're running.
That Cherry guy, I think he was a pretty solid recruit coming out of high school. He's kind of and he played well for UNLV. I think I remember he averaged like 10 points, 8 rebounds at UNLV. He did that in the Mountain West. He about to kill in the Big Sky.
Mm-hmm.
He about to kill. So yeah, I can't, all this is just super exciting. Remember, for those who didn't hear, spring game next Sunday at Hornet Stadium, free to the public, from 3 to 5:30. I think it is 3 to 5:30 Sunday afternoon at Hornet Stadium. Leave the Kings game. Come on over to.
Have we made any headway on what we're doing
that day?
Yeah,
we're just there for vibes, like the
spring game.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think we're on the mic or anything else. Like
no,
that.
Okay.
But the station will be there.
Make sure the station the will be there.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
That's what we're working on.
Okay.
Complex is down with it.
Okay.
They're obviously down with it. We just got to put it all
right.
Together.
All right.
Yeah.
We will be there for vibes.
Yeah. They might get us on the mic. And then they have that bad.
Well,
echo.
Kenny will ask, hey, put us on the mic.
Have that bad
echo. Also, let me get a field pass. Oh, I don't want that mic. Oh, man. The delay is crazy. Maybe when they build the new stadium,
yeah,
we can talk to the audio people. Yeah. We'll hook the audio people up with Jonathan and Seth.
Yeah, we got them right here.
Be like, hey, what do we have to do to eliminate the 45-second delay when D'Lo and KC are out there on the field talking?
Then we just give Jonathan and Seth more work.
And you're trying to talk, and all you're thinking is, don't listen to yourself back. Don't listen to yourself. Just keep talking. Just keep talking. And all you hear is like,
yeah, it's the loudest thing in the area is like, your voice.
Like, wow, they're not reacting. How come they're not reacting to anything we're saying? Well, because you actually haven't said it yet. They haven't heard you speak.
Everybody give a round of applause. And they're just standing there. And then 10 seconds later, yay.
It's like a movie that's unlike synced, where the audio and the moving of the lips just does not match.
But that's all going to go away at the state of the art new Hornet Stadium on deck.
Brought to you by Petro.
Brought to you by,
or whoever we decided.
Yeah, PetroStar.
PetroStar. That's
on road. Big ups.
Shaq O'Neal's new NIL.
Hey, when I need gas, I go to. Well, my take's on E. What I is, go to Petro.
What is Sacramento's big NIL offering? Like, what do we have? Is it Marie's Donuts? Like,
and Fong.
And, well, okay, that's a shoot. And Fong
is one.
And Fong.
Marie's Donuts. Yes.
No, they don't. Yes. They don't. They don't got, you know,
Scandia.
Oh God. Oh God. No, Soren says gym boys. Hell, that could be true. Hey, David, Johnny Jennings. Johnny Jennings had made for more realty.
Absolutely.
That's a good call.
John Paul says Morton's. No? Two votes for Morton's.
Okay, Morton's isn't Sacramento, though. Come on, man.
Gunther's.
There you go. All right. Yeah. There you go.
Now, I would say Sherry's, but they told me Sherry's closed down. Wow. R.I.P.
Sutter's Ford.
Oh, hey, Zay. Good try, hey, big dog.
Hey,
Price picks running game. Yeah, all right, Zay.
Yeah.
Sad at this point.
Well, David J's got in a crash, call Ash. That's a good one right there.
I've never seen her in real life.
For all we know, that's not even a person.
I've seen Anne Fong. Like, I've never seen call Ash.
Is that the lady on the bus?
The billboards, the everything. Right? Yeah. Every time I drive by that billboard, I'm like, does someone really call this person? Does someone go, I was in a crash? Call Ash.
I've never seen her on Instagram, Twitter, on TV, nothing. Just the billboard. I need to find out if that's a real person.
DTLA Law, they'll spend some money.
That's for sure.
That's who you call if you
That is for sure.
You got a problem, you call DTLA Law Group.
I don't know where this is, Alan. Tiki's Kitchen,
I don't know where Tiki's is.
Yeah,
I don't know where Tiki's is.
This is Shaq O'Neal for Club Ricky's. 705 J Street, downtown Sacramento. Oh, man.
We're Club Ricky's. During this break,
I don't know why, but David J said they got a black guy in a wheelchair in Ash's latest commercial. I don't know why that's funny to me. And I didn't know she had commercials.
I never seen no commercial with her.
I just see the billboard.
Is this? Well, this is her speaking. Oh, there is a little video here. There's a little video. It's not pulling up right now.
Sutter Health and Kaiser might come out the pocket for some NIL deals.
For sure.
Oh! The ultimate NIL. Sky River Casino.
There we go.
D'Lo and KC have been on that Sky River Casino NIL for years now. Hey, I'm going to the kitchen because of our Sky River NIL tonight.
Shout out to Sky River, man. I saw they started construction on one of the phases.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Carrie. Yeah. Carrie, if you're listening, you're not. You're going to be hearing from me because I'm trying to go to Sutter Health Park.
I want to go on Monday.
Who's Monday?
It's the Padres.
Oh, I was trying to look at weekend games, but yeah. Like weekends. One, I'm trying not to be like the jackass who goes, hey, can I go this weekend? And it's the Yankees. Like, so I'm trying to like look to see, all right, what's a reasonable ask? One of the ones I saw was the Padres. It's like, all right, don't ask for that. Like, aren't the Padres like 7-0?
They are, but ain't nobody like, I gotta go see the Padres.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, Tatis is a draw, though.
That's why I want to take Reese, because he likes Tatis as his boy.
That's why I wanted to go, but I also figured that's why everybody else
they got
wanted
Tatis,
to go,
they got, well, it looks like nobody goes to the games no more.
Well, so, okay.
It's an easy ticket now.
So they went
selling them on the street.
So what do we have? What was it? 12,000 the first night. It dropped by about 2,000 the second night, and then two more thousand, a shade under 2,000 for the day game.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, there were about 9,000 people there for that 12:35 start, I think, on Wednesday. I think the Sutter Health Park A stuff is going to be hyper-analyzed.
Yeah.
I learned this week, and maybe this is just me being dumb. Am I wrong? Like,
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No one wants this to succeed. Outside of us, like outside of Sacramento,
oh, yeah,
like the baseball people, they hate it. Begging for this to fail.
Yeah, they hate it. The Bay Area people, they just came through that entire series to just crap on all whatever's going on. And one of the things about that is, like, it is a minor league stadium. Like, nobody's. I got
don't want to draw the ire of Allen Stiles.
Well, no, they was talking crazy, and I got some receipts because I pulled up some pictures.
I got the numbers right. Well, you don't need pictures. I got numbers. The average ticket sold last year. This isn't a shot. This is just life.
Right.
The average ticket sold last year in Oakland was 11,000.
It's the average, and that.
So you had 9,000 at the day game yesterday, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
Look, man, and once again, it's not a shot. It really isn't because I rock when I have no problem with the Oakland A's. I ain't even going to do this to the people of Oakland. I'm going to just send you guys, and I'm going to know if you've seen this shot before. I mean, this is what we're talking about, man. Like, and I know there's a why to it and all this other stuff, but come on, man. That can't happen. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Now, Sutter Health Park is a minor league stadium.
That's tough.
Like, I don't think that's
more people on the field than
it really is. They said that was the second game of the year or third game of the year.
It, There's context.
Yeah, I understand the why.
I know. Yeah,
but
okay,
that's still just that. You know what I mean?
We'll come back. We'll wrap up this week. We'll talk a little bit more about this, and we'll get you ready. It's Kings basketball at the top of the hour. Forgive me for not being excited about it.
We'll talk about the A's on your de facto pregame show for the Kings.
That's
here.
What it is here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, a couple of things here real quick. Can you pull up the Kings Twitter account?
Sure.
Real quick.
Sure. Yeah.
They got outfits, the walk-in outfits.
Okay.
For the game that's going to start here in about 30 minutes. I like the King sweatsuit that Keegan Murray is rocking. I think that's a good look.
Nice.
I need you to take a look at Keon.
Well, it's not a King sweatsuit.
Oh, it's not?
He's just mixing stuff.
Oh, is it? Oh, it is. That's an Adidas. Oh, come on, Keegan.
Is he mixing brands?
I think he is.
He's mixing brands.
Is that an Adidas?
Oh. Just mixing anything.
Keegan, this is why you haven't elevated.
This is why you don't have NIL.
I wonder what filter that the photographer had to put on this to make this work.
So you're looking at that hoodie, right? I think that's just that's just the way the hoodie
is. No, the hoodie looks like an Adidas joint.
The black joint?
You talking about Keegan?
Yeah, I don't see no stripes on the hoodie.
Look in the center.
Oh, I do see it now. I see it.
Yeah, that's an Adidas hoodie. Adidas hoodie, Nike sweats. That's not going to work.
Look at Keon. You see Keon?
Keon Hollywood now, man.
Keon got the Kuzma sleeves.
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma walked so he could run.
He got leather pants.
Leather pants, man.
He's got leather pants, major ice, and he got the sleeves. And I just noticed, I think he's walking around with a laptop.
Is that a laptop or a...
I don't think it's an iPad. That looks like a straight up... It looks like the computer I have in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
I like DeMar with the essential sweats.
Yeah, DeMar. I've never been a big slides guy.
Doug McDermott looks like he is coming to pick up his kid from the game.
No, that's he's delivering my DoorDash right now.
Doug McDermott. He's too good looking. Nah.
He's got the bag right there. He's about
to drop it I guess so. You know which one I really like, though, is this boy right here, Jay.
Oh,
I like that look from Jay Crowder right there. That's a good look from Jay Crowder right there.
That's grown man right there.
Yep.
Grown man.
Yeah.
Markelle Fultz, I see you.
Markelle looks good, too.
I see you. Your boy looks cool, too.
Who's my boy?
Your boy Devin. Devin look all right.
I'm looking at Jay's bag. You see Jay's bag?
Let me see. Let me go back.
That's one of your bags, but with a, maybe it's a custom.
Definitely a custom. Oh, that's fire, though.
Can you give me one of those?
Can you?
I don't know. Domas is walking into the game. If you're well enough to walk into the game.
Shout out to my boy Zach LaVine with that Amiri shirt on. You know what I mean? Shout out to Amiri.
Did he get it at the same place you got yours?
I don't know. Maybe.
I wonder whose was more expensive, yours or his?
I think they're about the same price.
Mm. Well, wow. Kenny shot. I'd like to remind you that Zach LaVine makes 40 some odd million dollars a year.
Well, so does Doug McDermott. Look at his shirt.
I'm sorry. I completely missed Valanciunas in the background of that picture.
Shout out Valanciunas. That's more my style right there.
Valanciunas just full on Jesse vibes right here.
At first, I thought that shirt said Sacramento.
That's low key what I'm wearing right now.
I'm like, did he get a shirt out of the airport? But I'm sure it doesn't. But it looks like Sacramento.
And I could be wrong. It looks like Valanciunas has a bag that matches his shoes.
That's D-Lo stuff right there.
Salute.
That's D-Lo stuff.
Oh, you know what I just realized? Is that pop? All right, Valanciunas. Those shoes might be. Shoes.
The Louis joints?
The one that matches the bag. Might be. That doesn't feel like Valanciunas' vibe.
I mean, he looked fresh right now. He looked fresh.
Well, it's also weird. Like, why would you do all that for gym shorts and a t-shirt?
That's fresh. That's dope.
Flex, like, it is.
That's dope. That's what you do. Like, this summer, that's what you do. Like, you have whatever shoes on. Man, let me throw these great
those aren't whatever
on.
Shoes.
But I'm saying... No, you throw on what I'm saying. Like, you throw those shoes on with some Old Navy sweat shorts, gray joints, oversized t-shirt, boom, we outside. That's the move. That's the
Does most. Your wife say something when you wear gray sweat shorts? Okay. All right. All right. Never mind.
Couple times. Couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Oh man, what you think about your boy though, man? You ain't comment on your boy, man.
Who?
Devin, man. I like what Devin got on today.
I don't think Devin's on my feed.
You on Twitter, right?
Yeah, it's part of the thread. He's like the second tweet under the first one.
He went with that looked like just a regular polo.
Oh, I missed all of these. Okay.
Yeah, regular polo.
I like Trey in the all black.
Some nice pants. I like the pants.
No.
He went with the simple polo t-shirt.
Yeah, but it's wrinkled.
It's not that wrinkled. I've seen more wrinkled
shirts. Kenny, stop it.
I've seen more wrinkled shirts.
Those are supreme wrinkles right there.
What's that bag?
Nah.
What's that bag doing? No, it looked like it's probably a supreme bag, actually.
Nah. This ain't
Damn,
it.
Damn, Devin can't even win.
This ain't it.
I like the beanie on, too. Man, he got the hair flowing out of the beanie. That's
like
a good
that.
Look.
I like that because anything that covers up the top of his head is a good look.
He knows.
I'm not a Devin Carter guy, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I thought he looked good today. He had a nice outfit
on.
He's
got a wrinkled shirt on.
He's walking at the same time, too. Working, that could be the case.
The shirt. Okay, Kenny. I don't know what wrinkles look like. His shirt is wrinkled. You're doing an NBA walk-in. What did you just? Is that a Fruit of the Loom shirt that you just bought?
That's a polo shirt. That's probably like a $40 polo shirt.
Okay, how do you know? Okay, where's the little horse?
All right, it's right there.
Where's the horse?
By his left arm. I got one on right now. It's not $40. The pack of three is $40.
Oh, it's down there. I see it. My bad. I was looking. Okay. All right.
Pack of three is $40, man. It feels good. That's a good feeling shirt.
Well, yours is cleaner than his. And I can't even, all I can see is the top. Under all of the diamonds that you got on.
It's a good, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got the polo right here. You know what I mean? I love these shirts. I need to get about two or three more packs. Devin look good. I think Jay.
I think Devin looks good. I think Jay look like I ain't here to play basketball.
Jay looks great. I mean, Trey is trendy, but
Trey's fine. I like the pants Trey has on.
I do too, but it's all right.
Okay, now hold on a second. You over here capping for?
No, it's riding cool.
With Devin Carter.
Trey's not top five today. He's not top five today.
Who? Jay's one, right?
Jay's one. Keon, I put Keon maybe a two.
I can't get into that look. I don't get it.
I put Keon.
I like the leather pants. I. Isn't it risky to walk around with an iPad or a computer when your hand is tucked into the? Like you can't. Well, like what if you have to hold something?
Well, the new laptops, they fall. Everything's okay.
I don't want to find that out.
I'm not gonna find out either. But that's what they sell you on. I probably put Valanciunas in the top five. I put Zach in the top five.
But Valanciunas didn't even get his own photo.
He did.
He's in the back of Levine's photo.
He didn't get his own photo. And I'd go Devin ahead of Trey Lyles.
Stop it. Yeah, I go Jay one. Jay is easily one. I think Markel looks good. It looks like Markel's rocking some off whites down there.
No, those are the Jordan 5 joints.
Markel?
Yeah, the reimagined Jordan 5s. Fire. One of my favorite shoes this year. Yeah. Fire.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that Markel might be top
five. I like
five.
That jacket a lot.
Yeah, Markel might be top. But Valanciunas doing his thing.
Doug McDermott looks like the least professional athlete in history.
Doug McDermott looked like when Mac Jones got drafted.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I'm gonna put DeMar up here too. I like DeMar's casual look. I wouldn't do the slides the way that he did, but I like the essential sweats with the Incredible Hulk shirt.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Jay, DeMar, Levine, and Trey.
Mm. Okay. Trey not in the top five today.
All I know is Domas is walking in.
Your thoughts, Jesse.
Yeah, so let's
they all look great.
So You
well,
think
no, he talked about Domas walking?
You think
in
this is a work? You think Domas is?
No, I don't think it's a work though.
No,
we're
it's
having
not.
Fun, yeah.
No, nobody thinks it's a work. Yeah, that no, that it wasn't show. Even what we were talking about. It was just.
No, we.
I'll say for me, and because we've had this discussion, it's, you know, and it goes with the clarity thing and everything else like that. If he can't play, you know, for a game or two or something like that, mm-hmm. I don't think the Hornets game would be really fair. But if he can't play for like two games or the rest of the road trip, and Valanciunas comes in there at a quarter of the price,
mm-hmm.
and you don't lose much, kind of like we saw it sometimes earlier when Domas was out.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, a question clarity. Needs to be asked mm-hmm. this summer about how we're allocating our funds.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean Domas is a bad ball player, he's overrated or nothing.
I hear
but
you.
That price tag might need a little bit more with that price tag. Real quick, what I'm saying?
Domas is starting, by the way, today.
James Domas just started out. Yeah. Okay. All right. What let me ask you this then. Does Domas have a market?
I don't know. Like
who
it depends.
Who do you look at and go like, they're a Domantas Sabonis away?
Mm. Let's go down.
Or what team do you see and go, man, this team could really benefit from Domantas? Again, Domas is good. Not the question. We're asking if there is a move to be made this offseason with Sacramento, and they look to make what would be a pretty big move in moving Domantas Sabonis. Who is looking? Can we come up with two teams that would potentially covet him? Can we get a Kenny Caraway, Hassan Whiteside bidding war?
What do we think about Detroit?
No, Jalen Duren's starting.
Yeah, I like Jalen too.
I looked at them too, though, but that's why I was so quick, because I just seen them and said, Jalen Duren, nah. And he's cheaper. What about Orlando?
Okay.
Franz at the three, Paolo at the four. You get Sabonis there at the five.
Let's Paolo shoot the three.
Not bad. Not great either. Actually, I think he had a...
Is he low 30s?
I think he had a real cold spell at one point in the middle of the season, now that I think about it. So, not sure.
He's
not
32%
sure
from the three-point line this season.
You said 32?
Yeah, Paolo. Mm. 32% for his career.
Would Atlanta with Trey make sense?
Sure.
I don't know how much better that makes them.
Just to break
the
silence, sure. No, not sure, but...
Well, don't lie to us.
Well, I'm not going to say it doesn't make sense.
But I'm trying to, like, okay.
But
let me rephrase it.
We got to do this.
Yeah, let me rephrase it. Does it make Atlanta better? Domantas Sabonis.
Sure.
Jesus Christ.
No, I think it makes them a little bit better. Or it might be a minus 17. I don't know.
Oh, well...
No, I think it makes them a little bit better. Okay. What about Toronto?
I don't know how to evaluate. I don't know.
Toronto, they've got Scottie Barnes. They've
Scottie
got
Barnes?
RJ Barrett. Are they missing a center? I feel like I should know who their center is.
Still Poeltl?
Yeah, Poeltl's still there. I think Sabonis is obviously better than Poeltl.
I mean, you would... Kings fans
now
would hate
this.
Kings fans would hate this because there's only one way you could do it. Would Domas do anything for Minnesota? Take the and I know what
Rudy Gobert back.
I know I was gonna say what Man. Everyone is thinking. You're right. That's the only way it works. So take that out of your mind for a second. Just think about the Domantas Sabonis Minnesota part. Does that work?
I think it does. I'm pretty tough on Rudy. For
he's not a bad player, but you got to figure out after the 82nd game.
Yeah, the first 40 minutes of the game, he does a lot of good things out there, defending the rim. You know, from time to time, like he's not a complete scrub or nothing like that, but.
You mean in crunch time you can't get the ball to Rudy Gobert? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And maybe Minnesota it does do something.
Great. We just traded Domas for Domas. Can't go to this guy in crunch time either.
Well, at least you can play Domas.
That's facts.
Can't play that other guy.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We're going to find a different center for the playoffs.
I don't know that there's a team, because you have to believe Domas can do something for you. Mm-hmm. Because of the money that he makes in the years that he has left. It's not...
What about the... Never mind, I guess. The Lakers?
No, that's a good one.
But they would never do that deal, so...
And I don't think he fits what they want, though. When you think about... What's the brother's name? Mark Williams. Uh-huh. Right, is that it?
Yeah.
That we're going to see tonight.
Questionable tonight, by the way.
Right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Might see tonight. If you watched the game, wouldn't blame you if you didn't. He's a defender, mm-hmm. and kind of just a... gritty centerpiece, not a focal point.
Yeah,
that's not what Domas is.
But like, Domas would help them with their rebounding issues, and obviously he's the best rebounder in the game. I could see that maybe working out for them, or them wanting him.
Can LeBron? Okay, are we in agreement that LeBron connected Luka and the rest of this group defensively? To a level where you're like, this is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do that with Luka and Domas?
I don't know.
Because now you're talking about, what do you always say with Rudy? The perimeter defense. Mm-hmm. That's where Luka is. Mm-hmm. Okay, then you have Domas down here. Kings fans, you're not going to believe this. He's not a rim protector. Anthony Davis was. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when all of the Anthony Davis, Domas stuff, that was something Anthony Davis did significantly better than Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
It's very literally why Nico Harrison tells us he went to acquire him, is because of what he does at the rim on the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
We saw it the other night when he had that 35-point game. Everybody was talking about the 35 that he had, but what about the defensive possession that he had on the last game? It wasn't at the rim, but he forced, was it Trey? Was it Atlanta? He forced someone into a tough step back three, mm-hmm. on the final defensive possession. Mm-hmm. I think it was Trey. I can't remember if it was Atlanta or not. But that's what you have him for. That's not what Domantas Sabonis is.
No. The other thing about it, too, is I don't know what a Lakers trade package would look like for Domas. And what I mean by that is you got to get to $40 million. And right now, I just came with, like, something random. It was Rui, Austin Reaves, who I don't think they would trade for Domas. But Rui, Austin Reaves, and Dalton Connect, and that still financially doesn't get it done.
I'll take LeBron, whatever, then fine.
No.
Yeah. The more we talk through it.
Send Bronny, too.
That right. And so that's the other aspect of this, too, his contract. If Domas was a $28 million player,
I think there'd be a lot more people in
trying to get him.
I agree.
At 40, 41, whatever he is. I don't know, man.
You're stuck with us, Domas.
Well, yeah, it's the number one reason why I think, hey, you want some clarity? That clarity is in that contract extension we signed you to.
It's like that meme Kenny talks about where it's raining on that person. The other person's all pissed off. Come with me, and they have the umbrella.
Right.
He's got 3 years left.
And next year, it escalates 2 years after. A little bit, huh? Like just a little bit each year?
A little bit my ass. 43, 46, and 49.
Oh, what's...
This thing is ending at $50 million, 49.9. But the thing is, like, Domas is 31 at the time of that deal. Mm-hmm. Like, Domas is still a good basketball player. I don't want to trade Domantas Sabonis.
I don't either.
So, like, we could be frustrated. Everybody, get your anger out. Get your frustrations out. I don't want to trade Domantas Sabonis. Yeah. But I do want to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do that, but like I'm not interested in trading Domantas Sabonis, and I think those numbers 43.6, 46.7, 49.9 make any trade, especially when we can't find this spot. I think that makes any sort of trade really difficult.
And I think, you know, to a certain degree, people are always talking about they stuck with Zach LaVine. I think they're stuck with Sabonis and LaVine. And
yeah,
I know that's
very well true. Yeah.
That sounds that I'm not trying to disrespect Domas, but as great as we think he is, and I don't see a lot of teams lining up for $40+ million of Domantas Sabonis.
He might not have gotten that deal from anyone other than Sacramento.
Agreed.
You want to ask who's easier to trade? Zach LaVine has 47.4 and 48.9 on a player option in 26-27. LaVine is easier to trade. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times James says that he's got an untradeable contract, that's not
true.
The
last year, you can move him.
Not only the last year can you move him, but that 48.9 can get spun off into 3 and 60 mm-hmm. or something like that. How many times have we seen guys forego a certain amount of money to sign a lesser average annual value contract for a more total value contract?
Right.
We've seen it before.
Right.
It doesn't mean Zach LaVine is going to do it, but we've seen it before. He too will be 31 when that contract expires.
Yeah.
On the player, if he took the player option.
Securing the 12th pick, says Sabonis, is definitely easier to trade. I don't know how. Yeah.
Securing
the pick, give me three teams. We're just scouring the league right now. Give me three teams that definitely, you know, they'd be in on Domas at $43, $46, and $49 million over the next three.
Says he feels like you'd have to attach capital, draft capital, to trade LaVine. You're probably right. I think you might have to do the same with Domas.
Yeah. And we're talking about this summer. I would agree with you guys. Once he gets to that final year, he can get moved. He can get moved.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going into that summer,
LaVine.
Yeah. He can get moved. Because he can get moved to somewhere like it don't have to be a contender. He can move to somewhere like Washington. Who's trying to get off another contract and just, yeah, I'll take the expiring. It's cool. Washington. Well, I forgot. How did it go with Chris Paul? Did they use Chris Paul's contract? It's like, yeah, we'll take it. Like, if we keep him, we'll keep him.
Yeah.
But if not, yeah, we'll just move him. Like, that's.
Yeah.
You can find five teams easier to do that with Zach LaVine's last year than you can somebody that's going to take 3 years of Domas at $45 million.
Right. Kings play the Hornets in 6 minutes.
Can't wait.
I can. I'm not watching.
I'm not watching because I'm going to be on the road. But
I'm not watching. I got a date to get ready for, and you're not ruining my Friday night. I'll watch it tomorrow. I sat through far too much of the Orlando game before I walked away.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was just
dumb. What you told me, yeah.
That was dumb.
I was gone earlier than you.
You were.
And usually that's not how it goes.
I think they'll win this one by like 10 plus.
What's the spread on this one? Because I laughed at the last one. Okay.
I don't know.
So they learned. Oh, you're guessing.
I'm guessing. 7.5 Kings.
Washington, like I saw that one coming. Like,
bro, it's 11.5.
I think they cover that.
Really?
Yeah, I'll see how they cover
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, because
the Wizards were 13.5.
Washington, they're not Charlotte. Like, Washington, like we were talking about before the game, like they're competitive. Like, you can't sleepwalk through this one. Like, Charlotte, I think, is they're done. I might be a fool right now, but I don't know. I got a feeling they win by at least 10.
All right.
They're going to lose everyone else after that, but.
Well, see, no, that's the thing. Maybe they'll beat Detroit.
And make the play-in.
Is Cleveland the game before Detroit?
Yeah, Cleveland's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, we'll be here to recap that. Is our show over? Are we done?
Yeah, we got like 10 seconds. I guess tell people have a good weekend. Bye.
Light the beam.
Have
a great weekend.
Vamos, Kings. Light the beam. Vamos, Agantes. Let's come back.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.